Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Without you. Oh. Well.
How's it going over there?
Not that well, actually. All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to get rid of this. I just don't know how to stop it when it's going to keep on going.
That's you know, the other thing that's coming through besides Chapel Roan in the middle of the night is... Outside Lands. Who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
Who is that in that ad? Outside Lands. What is that? It's stuck in my head. I can't get it out.
I don't have an answer.
It's
for
like
you.
A weird, almost like a singer thing. Outside Lands.
Yeah. I'll ask Rage.
Yeah.
Ask him, maybe please.
Maybe it's Rage.
It might be Rage. Rage yeah. is a multi-talented man.
I bet there's a kid out there going, are you guys stupid? That's... Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, and we're all like, we don't know who it is. Does our kid know? does our daughter know?
Bob is shaking her head no.
Okay. Oh, she's adorable. And happy Friday, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in mm-hmm. case you hadn't noticed, it's Friday. Good Thanks. Vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Outside Lands, speaking of the outside lands. Listen for code words at 9:05, so 3 hours from now, we have your first chance today. Then again at 12:05, 5:05, and 6:05, twice in Jane's show. It's Jane. Text the code word to the contest line, and you'll have your chance to win a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. A huge lineup. I mean, it's 1,000 names. Mm-hmm. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more. Oh, and more. Your band's playing.
Right.
August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Okay, this is from the unofficial Sarah and Vinny page. This is somebody posted this.
Oh.
Y'all, I bought my son a fun delivered box for his 35th birthday. Mm. This is a story that, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, Vinny brings up this service where undeliverable pieces of mail packages, not just letters, packages, not even letters. I don't believe I've done this a bunch of times and there's no letters. It's just packages, whether they're boxes or bags that have clothing in them, whatever it is. They're things that were ordered or returned. They're undeliverable. They go to this warehouse and these guys, you buy the size box you want and they fill the box with whatever fits into it. You can't, there's no returned addresses. They've mostly, looks like some kind of like a black spray paint. They try to take off all the markings and mm-hmm. you open the thing and you see what you get. And they don't know and you don't know. And it's just a big box of things that were undeliverable.
It's a surprise.
And it's really fun.
For
in
everyone.
Fact, I got one for you for your birthday next week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So we'll do it together.
We can do it in here if you want to. Or you can take it home. That would be fine.
I'll do it in here.
I want to open one up.
Yeah. You can open mine.
Well, there'll probably be 8 or 10 things in
yeah.
it. So we'll all get to, you know, Bob can open something.
That's very exciting.
Right. It is, you know, it's such a dumb thing and you don't really necessarily get anything good, but it's just that it's exciting. Each thing is like, what could it be? So this person who wrote us on the unofficial Sarah and Vinny page. I think it's like, it's a collection of people who used to watch The Looking Glass all the time.
Yeah, it's where the most of the action happens, people talking about the show.
Yeah. And it's like a community loves Sarah and Vinny, which we love you back, by the way. And Maddie is clearly always on there. So he finds this on there yesterday. And he sends it to me. He says, y'all, I bought my son a fun delivered box for his 35th birthday. My two granddaughters, ages 12 and 10, inherited a pair of jeans each from the hall. They each got a pair of jeans that fit them. There was a water bottle made of sugar cane, a religious gold bracelet that was cheap, some weird white joggers, a dress, and a few other things. Now here's the Sarah and Vinny fun part. This box was being opened in front of my two granddaughters mentioned above, the birthday boy's 7-year-old son, and a few adults. So that's who's gathered around. Mm-hmm. When my son, this is the 35-year-old, when my son saw the packages, he gave the kids some to rip open, and he said, I wonder who's going to open the dildo. Well, it didn't take long to find out. The 12-year-old opened a pink adult massager, and the 7-year-old opened a woman's all-lace bodysuit with a full front and back view of the model wearing it. Apparently, there's a video that goes along with this. I don't know that she posted it, but she says the video is hysterical. Sarah and Vinny, thank you for the fun idea. They want to make this our Christmas tradition instead of white elephant gifts. And then she said, I wish Sarah and Vinny actually read these posts. We do when Maddie sends them to us. But I just thought, that is so fun. I think that Fridays, although it seems like when that story happened, Vinny, those things were selling out really, really fast. In fact, I had set an alarm for like 8:59 because 9 a.m. on Fridays is when they restock. But things have calmed down since we did that story.
Good.
And so for the most part, you can, even if you can't get it that day, you can pre-order it. And it's usually they'll fill that for you pretty soon. It is a really fun thing. I get, tomorrow is my friend Pat's 60th birthday party. And I got him a huge, huge box of
like the big daddy,
the $200 box.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So hopefully there'll be dildos in there.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
That is actually a good take. Pants that fit.
Right?
And a female massager.
And
score.
A lace number.
Yeah. Well, sugar cane water bottle.
Yeah, I don't know about the sugar cane one. That feels like a very temporary item. Like, let's hope I finish my water before the thing melts in my hand. I don't get it. A sugar cane water bottle.
It must be some kind of environmentally safe way to, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder actually if there's enough like pulp or something for
that's
the actual sugar cane. Like, is this a wood product? Is this some kind of a...
All right, here you go. Well, it looks just like a regular bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's just for the environment.
But it's made out of sugar cane.
Yeah, I like it.
Bioplastic. Oh, well, listen, sure, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
You notice a lot of companies are looking for ways to stock utensils that are no longer made of plastic, and they're using things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Whole Foods, they've got little bamboo spoons now instead of a plastic spoon. It's cool. I like it.
It is. It's great because there's so. In fact, for a long time, I've used these little things called placards, and they're just a piece of plastic with a piece of floss tightly.
Oh, right.
And then I love them. They're great. You can, there you are flossing your teeth. But it was a horrible feeling going, okay, well, every time I use this, there's this little piece of plastic that's getting tossed out.
Are you telling me you found some that aren't plastic?
I did. They're made out of wheat.
Where do those live?
They're, you know what? I'll take a picture today. I don't have the name of it, but they're so great. In fact, my son, I think, is the one who brought them home. He's like, stop it. Here you go.
My wife uses those, and I would love to get her the kind that are.
And they're just as good. The ones that, in fact, I like them because the floss seems to be a little bit thicker than the floss.
Listen,
on the other
flossing
ones.
Is savage. We all know it.
Yep.
You know, the dentist will tell you got to floss and you go, okay, I'd love to. And then you start doing it and you go, this
sucks.
Savage.
I hate it.
Drool coming down the side of my face. I just flicked a chunk onto the mirror.
Right.
This is savage.
Well, that's why I love those placard things.
That's what I'm
saying. Because you just sort of bite them into in between. Give them a little jiggle around, pull it out, bite it into the next crease, bite it into the next. I love them. They're just so much easier. But now there's these biodegradable ones.
Good.
You know what? I'll try to remember to send you a picture of that today. Maybe I'll post it. I don't want to do an ad for anybody. Okay. Next thing. Survivor. Just look for them on your own. You can find them. Biodegradable placards. Survivor. Solid episode. Interesting merge. No, like, huge bells and whistles. I will say the challenge was intense. There's a mud element in this in the particular challenge I'm thinking of, where some people had figured out how to not get mud all over their face. I don't know how they did that, but I guess pulling themselves upside down through the mud. But it was sort of crazy because Jeff was actually still able to, they were unrecognizable. Like, it didn't matter who, you were just a mud person and he like knew all their names still. I'm like, did they go back and voice that over afterward?
I've looked at that more than once in the years we've watched. And I think that he, and I give him credit for it. That's the job, dude. Learn these people's names. And I don't know if anyone had to
right
tell him
off the bat,
but I think that's, he takes it upon himself to sit down and go, I've got to get all these people. And he does, he starts naming them and you go, that's the way a host has to behave.
Has to.
Period.
And I get that they have, if he screws it up, they can do another take. It is a TV show, but he does seem to get to know them as time goes on. And it's just a great show. Did anybody watch or catch up? Okay.
I'm getting
a whole lot of nothing.
I'm fully
from that
caught up. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? No, tell me everything.
I just wondered if anybody had got any other thoughts, Vin?
No, I think it's a good show. Oh, I told you what I was tripping on was how many people were at that, the tribal council. Yes. And as he keeps reading names, I'm going,
hang
how
on,
many
that
people
girl was
are
leaving.
There? What?
Right. So there were 13.
It's 13. Yeah. So that's a lot.
And
as
it was,
he starts pulling, you know, the names out.
They did a good job with, they, you know, you kind of know who's up against the other person. And so the two people who are probably up for eviction, but it did seem like the one person was going and then all of a sudden the hits just kept coming. Mm-hmm. The other person was going, what? Wait, what? That girl was playing hard though. And loudly.
Yeah. I would say in different ways, either of those girls could have gone home and either of those girls are, I don't want to say unlikable because that sounds kind of mean. I'm not trying to pick on them, but neither of them struck me as someone I would want to hang with.
I am with you. And again, like just what you said, I don't want to say anything mean, but man, the girl who went home, she's like loud and kind of overplaying. And the other girl is just ornery. I'm like, you know, this is a game, right? You're going to get, people are going to vote for you. Like they don't have to now grovel to you. Like, mm-hmm. What are you, she's incredibly unpleasant. But
I found them both to be, but yeah, so that was their days are numbered. Whoever went home first, the other one, your days are numbered. Know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the writing's on the wall. You mm-hmm. just got 5 votes. So anyway, there you go. I don't know how Jeff could tell who was who and that, well, when they were all caked with mud, but clearly that guy's, he's got it. He has some wherewithal. I'm gonna skip that one. That's a stupid story. Forget that one. I'm going to go with a couple things that are happening this weekend. There's actually some really big stories today, some stuff I'm going to get to a little bit later. In the 6 o'clock hour here, it's just us friends. Apparently 8 o'clock is where we need to, you know, focus our intensity. So the 8 o'clock hour is now where you're going to, all the intense stuff's going to happen.
Wow.
So please, won't you come back at 8 o'clock? here's a couple things that are happening over the weekend. In theaters, that Minecraft movie is out. I actually put both trailers for this up. There's a whole bunch of them. It looks so cute. And everybody who isn't playing Minecraft has kids who are playing it. Like, Bob, you're a kid. Do you play Minecraft? Do you have a...
I played it as a teenager.
Okay.
A little bit. It's great.
Is it great?
I could never
get the greatness.
The style is really interesting. It's very pixelated, like so it looks very old school.
Mm-hmm.
But you can create your whole own world. You can build a huge house, different rooms, your whole, you know, you have complete creative control. So,
but you have to go and gather the resources to make that stuff.
Yes, you have to mine them.
Yeah. You know, it is funny that you say that because it just sounds terribly boring. But the kids, like, it doesn't seem to matter, like, what kind of kid it is. It's like, it's for all the kids of all the walks of life. Like the kids just go. And then it was the first thing that my two sons really bonded over. They would talk about like, oh, meet me on this server and we'll play, you know. And then the one kid wanted to set up his own server so he could invite other. Oh, you know about this. Like, this is just so, to me, it was very foreign. But then they started playing with my sister, who is like my age. And she's all like, oh, yeah, no, I created a little craft shop and I've got all these things that I make. And I know, it's so bizarre. So anyway, Clearly, people are really into it. Minecraft, the movie, which they got Jason Momoa to be in
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
So, is such a good movie. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay. I'm like, oh, Jason Momoa is in that? Is he big with the young guys?
Yeah, I think with like the teenage boys, like kind of like The Rock, you know.
Oh.
I think that they kind of idolize
He's like
that.
If The Rock was like definitely going to talk dirty to you. So there's him. And then
and
there's,
didn't lift as many weights, not nearly as many.
Right. Was way more into just like, you know, thinking about what he was going to do to you. So like instead of like, oh, I could be lifting some weights right now, or I could be, I don't know. Whatever. I'm really off on a limb here. So Jason Momoa, Jack Black. I love Jack Black. And this is a movie version of the video game. After four strangers are transported into the world of Minecraft, Jack Black shows up to teach them how to work together to survive and harness their individual creativity. The guy who directed this is Jared Hess, and he did Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre. So this guy, he knows.
He knows funny.
Yeah, he does.
I like both of those movies.
Me too. So
I was going to say, Minecraft, while both my kids play it, has been completely replaced by Roblox. So you will, the next, and whether or not that's the case at your house, you can text us, 800-400-3697. My kids play Roblox,
yeah.
And they watch videos of people playing Roblox, not
they
Minecraft.
Watch people. Now, what is, I hear blocks. Is it like Minecraft?
Nope.
Okay.
They call them obbies, and I guess it's like one game. Do you know this? You know Roblox?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of it, but
it's called Roblox, but on the app there's a million what they call obbies, and they're all different little games. And I don't know who makes them. I don't know if they're made by participants who ultimately decide I want to do. One of the games I played early on, and it's gotten better since then, was you throw yourself down a mountain and try to break as many bones as possible.
What?
And so your character goes, and you gotta, and then you get a score at
and
the
so
end.
You're trying to like aim for the rocks,
yeah.
And aim for the tree.
And so there's that game, right?
Okay.
And then there's another game that my
game.
Daughter plays a lot, which is you are a model.
Oh.
And there's a theme, and then you have to dress yourself in that theme. And then there's a runway show.
Ah.
And then the people vote on who won. So my daughter will come running in and go, what does that say? And it's some weird word where it's a, you know, and the theme might be
peacocks
or rodeo or, you know, and whatever it is, that's how you have to dress.
I see.
Or like prom.
And so these games, you stumble upon them in a world, or it's just like selected
Roblox
from
there's a list.
Okay.
And you just would go through it and decide what you're going to play. It's strange, but it's the new thing. It's not new. It's just Minecraft. Now that they're making movies, you could tell it's.
Let's keep people interested in this by making a movie.
It's past its day. It's past its prime.
Mm.
I guess is the way I would word that.
Roblox. That sounds fascinating.
I don't know if it is.
I kind of want to throw someone off a cliff and see how many bones
I don't
they
know
break.
If that even is still available. It seems like someone should, some Karen should have come along and said,
oh, I see. Sure.
What is this? What are you guys, crazy?
Karen, get off of here. This is not for you. Anyway. Oh, boy. Well, there's other movies that are out too, but that's the one we're talking about for now. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A skiing accident and more after these.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I threw a ton of trailers already up on there today. There was a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about. And it's all up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez Tickets.
Oh.
All week, we're looking for the funniest texts from our listeners. I mean, funny, fun, entertaining, whatever.
Sure. Be clever, like you always are.
Throughout the morning show, text us your best to 800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series. Courtesy of Golden Voice. I've got a few to get us started here this morning, but first, mostly sunny today. Mm. There are some clouds expected later this evening, though, and rain is back in the forecast for Monday. If
every drop we need, every
right.
drop.
If you're going snowboarding, though, this is the weekend.
Apparently so, huh?
It's the time. Our text number 800-400-3697. The Outside Lands guy. So we've been running this ad for Outside Lands, and at one point Outside Lands guy is Dave Matthews.
Oh, well, you must have said it sometime, and then they,
I saw him there.
Yeah, so maybe he
said it, and they recorded it, and now they use it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy saying Outside Lands weird is Dave Matthews. He's a big weirdo. Do I win? No.
You don't win. But thank you. You know, it's funny because you did say, is this like a thing that everybody knows? Turns out the Dave Matthews Band
I
fans
was there
know.
For that show. But I also, that's where I realized Dave Matthews has a similar following to the Dead almost in that they always sell out. They always have this huge group of people that follow them around to different shows. I was sitting in the audience and one of the guys is talking like the sax player is his buddy.
Oh.
But they're not buddies, but he was like, oh, Sam.
That old Sam, the sax player.
And I was like, who the? All right.
Well, I see him every night. What do you mean? Like we go way back.
That's exactly how it felt. Like, okay, they all know these people and love them.
Well, there are people that, you know, that are huge fans of that band. That's great.
415 says, throwing people off a cliff to see how many bones are broken. They should call that the Sarah Clark hiking game.
No. Mine, people have to die. It's not just about the broken bones. Come on.
650 says, Roblox dressed to impress. My son loves it.
Oh, how funny.
415, our son loves the fighting game on Roblox. Its only redeeming quality is they break into little blocks when they die. 650.
Oh my God.
My son plays fashion game too.
Oh.
My kids now in their 20s play Club Penguin. I don't know that one.
Oh God, Club Penguin's been around forever. My kids are playing that.
Oh, so that's not a Roblox thing.
I don't know.
No, it's
a separate game and it's actually been ended. Like it's has over. It? Yeah, they canceled it. They shut it down.
Your kid might be playing something else and just telling you that they're still playing Club Penguin. Club Penguin was, you're a penguin and then you just join other groups of penguins who are other people in other places.
Why would they end it?
Maybe there weren't enough people playing it because of Roblox.
All right. Well, there you go. We begin with skiing. As I mentioned, this is going to be a big weekend for skiing and snowboarders. And this question, Sarah, you ski?
I do ski. It's been a while.
It's been a while for me as well. But I have often, it's one of the hurdles people have to deal with. It's just the way it is. If you want to ski, you got to get on a lift. And if you want to get on a lift, you got to deal with heights. And some weird, you could get stuck. They stop it sometimes.
You're
and
just
there
sitting
you
there.
Are.
I've sat on them for an
you
hour.
You can hit spots where it gets bumpy and you're like, what the?
Right. No, that's true. So is this about people who are scared to get on lifts?
A father of three who was an avid skier died after he slid off an icy chairlift and fell 25 feet in Colorado.
Oh my God.
He had 46 years of experience skiing.
Oh.
Now a wrongful death lawsuit has been filed by his wife. And on one hand, I completely understand a grieving widow would be absolutely suing. I'm suing. Someone's going to pay for this.
Right.
They describe him as a skilled skier.
Yeah.
And he died when he slid off an icy chairlift and fell 25 feet at a ski resort in Colorado. I believe it's Breckenridge Ski Resort.
Wow.
Which is famous.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're saying there was like enough ice on there that he slipped down underneath the bar?
I don't know if there was a bar. They're not saying that
there isn't always.
The bar thing is interesting because
you don't have to pull it down.
There was a long time where you would, as a young man, where you wouldn't even think to grab that. And as you
have kids sitting next to you, you're like, grab the bar.
You start going, why wouldn't I?
Right.
What for what reason?
Because I'm so cool.
Would
I'm
not
pulling down the bar.
Right. They say here that there was unsafe snow and ice accumulation on the seat of the chair. There's always a lift operator at any resort.
Yep.
As far as I know.
Several, sometimes, if it's a big lift.
They usually have a broom or some kind of shovel-type device where they're cleaning the seats as it comes around.
Right.
Especially
because
if
they come back down with mm-hmm. nobody on them, right. and now the snow is falling on them. So there was ice and they just hadn't gotten rid of it?
I guess not. And it's going to be interesting. Like, this is one of those things that could change the way we ski. Like, it's a dangerous sport. I know that everyone gets their lift ticket and you paid for it. And probably somewhere on there it says, the ski resort is not responsible at all. Yeah. None. For anything that happens to you while you're on our mountain. It's a dangerous sport. You shouldn't do it. But you don't see that because right. who thinks that? You go, give me my lift ticket. I got to get up there.
Right.
I want to make the first turns, dude.
Hello.
So I don't know where you come down on this, but I know that they say here he fell before they even made the, where's the, this was at 9:20 in the morning. So it's like first runs.
Oh, so he gets on the lift and he just, so it was, if this is one of the first runs.
There should have been plenty of snow below him or underneath him. And it's 25 feet is a high fall.
Yes.
But that's, I haven't even begun to get nervous yet at 25 feet. I still feel like, right. I think I could pull this. I've been on some where I think, right. I can't believe we're all just like, we're 100 feet in the air.
Right.
Yikes. They're,
and the wind is blowing us.
Yes.
And I'm pulling the bar down now and holding on to it. Yeah, there's no question it can be scary. I mean, you're right, though. 25 feet. Yes, that is tall.
He landed in hard packed snow, suffered critical injuries, but was alive as they transported him to the hospital and then succumbed to the injuries from the fall.
How awful.
I just wonder, what do you think? Does this lady win this lawsuit and skiing is different forevermore? Or...
I mean, if they can show that there was negligence and that someone should have scraped the ice off of that seat, then I think, yes, she has a case. I don't know. That's a hard one.
You will see it. Like, if they lose and they lose millions because of it, I feel like that changes the way these ski resorts can operate.
Right.
And suddenly we're getting in gondolas.
Yeah,
there are
very modernized, seems like now when they put in a new ski lift, there's a thing where as it turns the corner, it automatically brings down a bar at the very least. And some of them even have that, like, I don't know, it's almost like a weird helmet front that comes down in front of you.
Oh, like to actually cover you so that if snow's falling,
getting snowed on.
Oh, that's great.
And so that, and it's part of the bar. So that would at least keep if it was coming down automatically, it would at least keep the snow from accumulating and turning into ice. I don't know.
It's so hard. A lot of people, and I have a friend who did it one year in Mammoth, a lot of people will go up for the season.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, your kids are checking out New York right now. There are young people who would say, I'm going to go spend the winter in Tahoe.
Right.
And I'll work at a resort and then I'll ski and snowboard in all my downtime.
Right.
And that's super cool. But that's the gig. You are a seat sweeper.
Yep. And honestly, I mean, who among us hasn't walked up and gone, everyone who's working at this lift is stoned. Have a great day, kids. I mean.
I haven't noticed that, but I.
You'll notice it now.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what?
Right. I mean, honestly, it wasn't like I was mad or wrote a letter about it, but it's like, okay. So the guy comes walking out of the little warming hut that they have there. I'm like, you know, the smoke is profound.
That's a lifestyle.
Well, you know, to reach in top of the lift to grab roaches, like that's what you do. Like when we would go skiing, smoke, put it out, put it up top.
No.
And then find
what?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go, if you're in one of the, you know, the gondolas or something. Just check up on the roof on, you know.
And there's just doobie weed from the previous occupants.
At least when my friends and I would go.
800-400-3697. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
On top of the gondola.
Yeah.
Just reach up there.
Yeah, reach up, grab one, take a couple puffs, put it back.
That's really funny.
We're all friends.
We're all friends. Okay.
Some of us have herpes on our mouths, yeah, but others of us don't. So
some of us put PCP in our doobie weed, but you know, whatever.
Too cold for herpes.
Oh, right. That's true. The cold does kill all the, I mean, there's no way to pass any kind of disease in 30 degree weather.
How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vincent. You know that. And it's Friday. Give me a Friday fact.
There's a short man complex named after Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yes.
But he wasn't actually super short. He was 5'6", which was average for that time
in
France.
And why do they always say that?
He was shorter than all the other elite soldiers and aristocrats and officials that he met with. So they were the ones who thought he was a short guy.
Well, if the average was around 5'6", like, why were all the other aristocrats so tall?
I thought you were going to say he
rode a short horse.
I believe our historian is trying to chime in.
Oh. No, a lot of the stuff that we hear about Napoleon was English propaganda. You know, they wanted him to, you know, be a little man. They wanted, you know, all these things about him. And we grew up in the United States, which was founded by the English. So we get that side of history. You know,
what was up with the hand in the coat?
I was a very popular, like, if you look at, like.
Yeah, but I thought they were saying, you know, he had like, you know, a sore tummy. He had a tummy ache.
He did have a bit of a paunch, but
A paunch, but not like
he had a dad bod.
Anybody see a bell lying around here?
Dang, what happened to your bell?
Someone has stolen
what?
My bell.
Oh, it's over by you, Sarah.
Oh, there it is.
You stole my bell.
I didn't steal it. Somebody clearly moved.
Oh my goodness.
And
gracious.
I believe you gave me that bell. Why would you steal it?
I would never. You know that.
Sarah.
According to a study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister is pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Nice.
Pad kid pour what?
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Well, you got to make
pad
me say it
kid
again.
Pad kid poured curd.
I got
pulled
it in
cod.
One.
You got it in the
and
first
take. And I didn't
take.
Even practice it.
I think Unique New York is the one.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. No, MIT just told you.
Well, they're very smart there.
Yes.
What do I know?
And you know,
pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Practice Unique New York.
Exactly.
There's only one country in the world where McDonald's serves the McRib all year long.
Is it India?
Off to Germany with you.
Oh, Germany. Oh.
Nothing, okay.
No, I just, fine. Yeah, I was trying to think of all the places where pork would not be a thing that you would.
Do you love that?
Actually,
or you,
no, I
oh,
don't.
You're not like, oh.
Isn't it like a formed, it's like formed into, I don't know.
The McRib.
I could honestly say I've never had a McRib.
I haven't either. It's its own flavor.
It?
I mean, I'll get one. But it's definitely like it's not like I like pork, I like McRibs. No, I like McRibs. They're just.
They're their own. Because it's not, it's like they're formed to look like ribs, right? But it's just like a pressed patty of pork meat.
Hopefully.
Yesterday was burrito day.
Mm-hmm. Did you have burritos last night?
I had that barbecue pork burrito.
And it was good.
It was so good.
As good as it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good for you.
Yeah.
Happy to hear that.
So, but you have me thinking about pork now.
Oh.
With the McRib.
Right. A Florida man.
Oh, love a Florida man story.
If you're out there in the world and you're hearing this story, I'm going to help you with this. A 45-year-old man in Florida named Stephen Cusimano stopped at a kid's lemonade stand on Tuesday.
How nice of him.
Stephen. And all of you others out there who just really like lemonade, please understand these are kids.
Oh,
They're not business people.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely the parents were like, yes, please get out of the house and go do anything productive. And maybe they're just trying to earn a couple bucks so they can buy some gum. Stephen.
They're just little kids, Stephen.
He bought one glass of lemonade, downed it, and then said, I'll take a refill. And they said, I'm sorry, mister. We get you one cup.
50 cents.
Right.
Per cup.
There was one adult woman, thankfully, at the stand with the several kids. And Stephen confronted her and grabbed her by the wrist aggressively.
Oh.
He was standing in a fighting stance and threatened, I'll fight you.
He said, I'll fight you to a lady.
I'm going to beat you up. He eventually walked away and the woman called the cops. I'm sure she was flustered some.
Yeah.
They tracked Stephen down and arrested him, and he confirmed the woman's story. He said, though, yeah, I grabbed her because she was talking to me.
Oh, talking back? Talking poop? Talking,
yeah, the S word.
Oh.
Stephen, I can't say it, though.
Yeah, great. Okay. No, I'm now right. I know.
Stephen was charged with felony battery. There's no word how old the female grown-up victim was or, you know, how many children watched her be attacked by Stephen. Stephen, it's a kid's lemonade stand. First of all, you don't get to return the lemonade for tasting bad either. They're
no,
kids.
These are children.
Don't stop. If you really
we're filling
want
their day.
The most delicious lemonade and you want, you know, a healthy amount of it, go to the mini mart at the gas station as on any drive you're on.
Oh, do they have the... Are you talking about those machines that constantly circulate?
No, I'm saying you can buy a bottled lemonade there.
Or a big box of Country Time.
Like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, Country Time lemonade.
Kids on a street corner selling lemonade. You get what you get, a Dixie cup, and you should overpay because they're kids.
Yeah.
Der George.
Don't sit and wait for your change and your 50 cent. Just give them a buck and walk away. And don't come back and don't ask for free refills. Lemon, I'm like thirsty for lemonade now.
Why? What?
I'm thinking how great that sounds, doesn't it? It's like ice cold.
That and
sweet
a McRib.
Lemonade.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. What are you trying to make us hungry?
510 says false. The hardest tongue twister is red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow. Oh boy, I can't even get through it once. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow.
Why are you people questioning the geniuses at MIT?
That's what we do. We question everything. But and you should too. Everyone needs to question
they're
things.
They're at MIT.
Yeah. You know what? Elon Musk could have been at MIT. Should we question him? Oh, I guess we shouldn't.
What'd you just say?
Nothing. Who would listen to anything I say? I didn't go to MIT.
You once loved him.
Question everything. I hate him
so
now.
Much.
I hate him, and he's such a baby.
Did
oh
I?
My God.
By the way, I read, and I didn't even bother to look it up or you know try and dig into it. Did Tesla's board ask him to step down?
Oh, I didn't see
That's
that.
That's the article I saw.
Oh, I didn't see.
If
that.
I saw his name in an article, I looked away quickly.
I don't know if that's true, and there's so much you know clickbait that I went whatever.
I mean, if I were Tesla, I'd be like, please leave.
Yeah, that's a headline.
Oh, is
Tesla
that a real
board
story?
Board asks Elon Musk to step down.
Well, they need to make that the biggest story ever and save Tesla because, man, everyone I know is going to these Tesla protests. And I'm like, okay.
You have friends going to Tesla protests?
Oh, yeah. I have a couple really politically active friends. And I think to myself, that's great. Be involved. But do we really need to protest our local? Look. You know, I shouldn't have even opened my mouth. Who cares? Who cares what I think?
Do I have it right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
And someone else.
Oh.
She is very politically motivated, that
right.
girl right there.
She's also traveling the world regularly.
I was just
going to
say, I don't think she's home. They retired a few years ago.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Sold their business and retired.
Oh, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you have a couple friends who really hit hard.
Mm.
Like, really pulled it. Good for you. Good for them.
Good
I mean.
For them.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Glenn Powell, Tom Cruise, and Val Kilmer, and more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.